This episode is brought to you by AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. AnalyzeMyBJJ.com offers a rotating schedule of top-level athletes and coaches that will break down your fight or training videos and reply to you within a reasonable amount of time. You will receive a full written or video breakdown responses, which includes positive, problem areas, what to work on, possible drills, techniques to add. You can find them at AnalyzeMyBJJ.com, or you can go to LRTLK.com, click on the sponsor page, and click on the banner, and it'll take you straight to their website. Again, AnalyzeMyBJJ.com.
Oh, bro.
You know I've been...
I know.
You know.
I don't flex.
I haven't yet had any time to beat off or nothing. not even a minute.
All right.
I'm hungry right now. I didn't even have a chance to eat for a guy here.
Oh, we should go eat after this.
We should do something after this.
We should go...
It involves food in my mouth.
Oh, I got some...
food, motherfucker. Food.
He's like, I got some tube steaks.
I got some meatballs for you.
Oh, I wish, man. I wish. I got drilled next weekend, man. So that'd be all sorts
you
of
you gotta bad. Get drilled next weekend.
What?
I have drill. Military drill next
That's
weekend.
That's what you call it these
days. I got drilled
next weekend. How do I got drilled? That's a past tense and a future tense all in the same thing.
Hey, don't go fucking doesn't make like sense. All like super smart.
Let's get all English up.
You said I got drilled.
Next weekend?
Next weekend.
I got drilled next weekend.
I gotta get drilled.
That doesn't make sense. Now you're making up words.
No, I'm not. Fucking Google that shit.
Rashad loses four straight. That's right. I like how you made this writing nice and big. Who did this?
That will be producer Chris.
Producer Chris, this is good, man. It's either you're blind or I'm blind too, and you just helped me help brother out. This is good. Chris, talking to you.
I can't. Yeah.
You got headphones. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Moving He's working, around. Unlike you.
I am working. I'm working.
You're welcome.
Mir negotiated with fight Fedor. I think he should fight Fedor. Fedor's out, so I mean, Mir should be able to win that fight.
Mir's not.
Luke Rockwell sulking a bit.
No, that's not what it said. You talking about Daniel Cormier. He's sulking. Cormier, what the hell? The cheeseburger man crying. Okay.
Cheeseburger.
He made a song about cheeseburgers and chicken. Yes, he
it's
did.
About cake.
It's cake and chicken. Cake and chicken. Hey, hey. Okay, the fat
cake
man.
Cake and chicken.
That shit is funny.
You missed the fucking chicken. Your little black ass missed the chicken.
Why you got me in the race, really? You
Damn,
got
me tonight, dude,
today?
Wow,
really? Really? Yeah, that just happened.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the locker room. I'm here with my co-host,
Art of War. And we have, of course, Miguelinho.
Hi.
Icarla.
She's producing back there with
producing
Chris.
Producing back there with producer Chris. We have my special guests and friends, Terry Blackburn and Javon White.
Former Team Riot members.
Former Team Riot members. Hey, man, I don't. You know what, Vaughn, if it makes you feel any better, only two of the people here are actually white. So they're actually the minority.
Yes.
So
yeah, three Latinos, four Latinos, two white guys.
Arthur is actually half.
I'm half, dude. You know what that means? I walk the line, so I can be white when I want to be, or pretend like I'm not.
Well, especially when somebody's got to speak to the cops, we definitely need you to be white.
excuse me, sir. Everything is okay here. I'm escorting my Mexicans and my black friends home.
Wait, are you allowed to say the N-word?
From Bible Church. What?
Are you allowed to say the N-word?
I'm definitely not allowed to say that.
There's only these fuckers.
Maybe if I had really, really close friends, I'm like, what's up, my little bro? And they, and then they look at me and they're like, hey, listen, man. I mean, that's cool. Just me and you bullshitting. But like, listen, don't do that in front of other people because I have to pretend like I'm not cool with it, okay? I'm just saying. So I don't even test those waters. I just let that be.
Just say ninja.
Ninja. My ninja.
No, the newest internet now is Nibba.
No, the bad one is a thug.
Thug is supposed to be bad.
He's a thug. That. They were like,
I'm not a thug.
I'm not a thug. You might as well call me the N-word.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know, sir. I believe thug fits when you batter a cop and steal candy. Yeah, thug.
Okay, so he batters a cup and steals candy?
It wasn't in that order. It was actually in the opposite order. I stole candy, and then I tried to batter a cop and take his gun.
Oh, so you're going from the lesser crime to the worst crime?
That's actually how it was. It was an escalation of crime.
With candy,
bro. Put
the mic to you.
What kind of candy was it?
Talking about?
I believe it was Almond Joy's.
No, it was off-brand.
Do black people eat Almond Joy's?
Yeah,
sometimes they feel like a nut. Sometimes they don't.
But a book. Nailed it.
Dude, it goes great with Four Loko. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Four Loko.
Hey, speaking of guys, I had a Four Loko the other day.
It sounds like you had like Four Lokos right now.
No. Hey. Can I finish my story,
I'm
sir?
Sorry, go ahead.
There's like continue a Puerto Rican always interrupting me and shit. God damn.
Sorry. All right,
hey, so check let it out. The white come out of you. I
had
charge.
Listen, sir. Sir, guy, friend. I had a Four Loko the other day, and I got about halfway through that bitch, and I was like, I'm feeling a little bit tipsy. I was getting crunk in here.
Those motherfuckers.
Just a little bit tipsy.
What the fuck is a Four Loko?
You never had a Four Loko?
No. It's right, well,
yeah, don't do it. It's fucking
All I heard is just some kind of an energy drink.
Energy is a high gravity. It's like 12% alcohol.
Holy shit.
It's pretty good. So it's like
your typical beer is 5%.
So it's like it's like a German
this
beer.
And then you shoot it, this got energy. People were dying, or they were gonna pull it off.
People were dying on this shit.
People were dying. They had drinking these motherfuckers.
It had caffeine, guarana, ginseng.
Pumping. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, like you Holy can drink shit. One and you take like a 3 minute long piss.
Hey, and that should be neon fucking colors.
Yeah,
it'd be like, what the
you had a rave coming out
going on here. All it is B12 and like fucking caffeine.
Yeah, because it makes like I've seen the recipe. It's just like something like Kool Aid, malt liquor.
First off, you had me at Kool Aid, sir.
Malt liquor, baby.
Wow. So basically, you got some drunk, super energy people.
Yes,
super high power people that's drunk.
God damn,
dumb shit.
Yeah, Four Loko, fuck.
Well, listen,
Jamie, that was the first time Jamie had the fucking Four Lokos. He only had two of them. I was like, what the fuck are we gonna do
that? Is it?
I thought we were coming up here and gonna move some shit and drink. He's like, bro, we gonna drink. I'm like, you got two fucking malt beverage beers. I got halfway through that motherfucker. I was like, all right, you're right. This is like a shot, an energy, and a fucking beer. All right, cool, we're good.
Yeah, I was down in Puerto Rico this past week and, we put down some beers.
Get up, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we our table looked like it had massive amount of cans.
We seen that, but I'm disappointed because we weren't invited.
Next time for sure.
Puerto Rico.
Don't fit you with a good time.
Hey, listen, I can tell you who's not invited to Puerto Rico, and that's my man, producer Chris. Apparently, Puerto Rico, all of Puerto Rico wronged him and his company and stole a bunch of generators. Now, sir, we have Batman on it.
Excuse me.
We'll get it figured out soon.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You gotta use the words.
Don't fucking say that about my people.
I said apparently this was clearly the alleged crime.
See, listen. Clearly white art is talking right now.
Yeah, white art. Listen, white art can get banned from going to Puerto Rico as well.
That's fine. I don't need to. Well, actually, I kind of want to go because it seems pretty damn cheap over
there. He wants to go meet some more real Puerto Ricans, is all, man.
I'll meet some real Puerto Ricans.
I went and bought a round of beers, which is 5 beers, because you were hanging out, and it cost me $6.50.
Shut your fucking face. I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Yes, I am. I'm moving now.
Bro.
Hold up. Damn.
It was like every time I had like halfway through a beer, there was another one coming.
What's the flight?
It's 2 hours and 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
No, who's the cheaper? Expedia?
Yeah. You go to JetBlue.
JetBlue.
$2.50 round trip.
Shut up.
Yeah, bro.
What about the places to stay? The housing?
It depends on what side of the island you're staying.
I don't
care. Bro, you can stay anywhere you want for like
fucking beers.
You can probably stay there for like $50, right?
No.
Yo, I know a good spot.
Night? No.
Yo, man, I know
not $50 a night. I can stay here in America for $50 a night.
Yeah, well, you're going to find a shithole for $50 a night.
In Puerto Rico?
For about between 75 to 100, you could get yourself a nice crib with, a couple of people.
Yeah. Hey, however.
What?
Hey, the drunk.
That was backwards as that shit, bro.
How many times you crash out and shit after you're drunk? You don't give a fuck. Okay, you just want to fucking lay like
my sleep on the sand then.
I'm here for the night. I'm good to go. Yeah. I don't.
Listen, there's
I worry about shit creeping in here.
There's a house. There's a house that I was looking at that was $125 a night and he sleeps 8 people.
Whoa.
But this is like right across the beach, pretty much. So.
$124.
So if you guys want to go, we can plan that out. And
in my mind, we're already there.
Actually, I told you about the compound that I found that holds 50 people.
Compound?
That shit was nice.
Dude, it's got basketball courts, pool, tennis courts, bar. It's got everything, and it overlooks the ocean.
Yeah. What is that called?
Well, it depends on how many people go. It's like $1,000 a night. But you go with 30 people.
You got compound,
yeah. 30,
40 motherfuckers.
You can feel like Pablo for a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, I'll start talking like this shit.
Narcos up in here.
Have a white mustache, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
go great.
Going skiing.
Go skiing, what? Man.
Going skiing? Who does that?
Sloops.
What are you doing over there, bro?
Oh, I'm
are you replying to your customers?
Us. He's incriminating us right now.
I'm so. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm sending, I'm making this my history thing for IG. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, it's Art of War. Art of War 79 underscore 10
10 P.
10 P. Well,
yeah.
You can kind of send all that, see all these things that we do. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to figure out that issue.
If you didn't know, now you know.
So, guys, I've been gone for almost a week, and we didn't do a podcast last week, so a lot of shit's been going on.
Too much has been going on.
Yeah.
We missed you a lot.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. You don't listen to the podcast, do you?
I haven't in a while. I'm always working. When I'm not working, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Like the 2 hours a day, I'm sleeping. Other time, I'm dealing with this. Polar bear.
You two work together?
Unfortunately.
No, he's my
husband. Oh, so you're the boss.
So I'm the one doing all the work, guy. Yes.
So you're supervising, basically.
I'm basically the worker.
He's a laborer.
Slave wages again. I'm just saying.
What do you guys do?
I do construction.
Everything.
Yeah?
Anything from a leaky faucet to brand new
fire. Yeah, unfortunately. I'm the one doing everything.
What's the name of you guys' company?
Seesaw Vet Construction. I am an SDVSOB certified company.
So explain to them what that means.
It means that I can get government contracts. It's a service disabled veteran, small business, small.
The bad part, he's disabled because he's not that smart. That's why he's disabled.
I thought he was disabled when you cut his finger off.
He's the helper, right?
If he could pay money on time, right. He would so still have his finger.
What does that say about you there,
cuz?
You know you gotta take care of the special people in the world. It's always gonna be special and dumb people.
So since you guys
don't fit in my ear.
Since you guys do high rises, have you guys ever gotten a call about finishing that building that's on I-4 going down to Orlando that's been going up for like 10 years?
Oh my god, I know exactly what, as soon as you said that too. Yeah, I don't go out.
No, that's too far.
That bitch has been out there for like 10 years and nobody's finished that thing.
Dude, you know, there's a few other houses too, and little spots I've seen. I'm like, what? And they'll have the same shit. It's like 50% done.
Yeah.
But you know what happens is that these companies, they come in, they get a big draw off of it. They'll start and they book out.
Take the money around.
I learned a lot of shit about that. I was like, I have customers that will be like, so what's this going to charge? You know, do you have this? I was like, listen, all I want you to cover is materials up front. We do the work. Once we start going on the work, then, you know, you got your little, when we're halfway through, you know, I'll send you a little bill.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, well, this company wanted 75% up front. I was like, I guarantee you that fucking company's gone. And all of them. It's amazing. I don't know how they fucking get away with it. It blows my mind.
Better Business Bureau, you should probably look up these things, right? Angie's List.
Yeah. Like I said, just do your research on anybody, man. And you'll know. There's fly-by night guys that come up with the driveways and shit. Like, we can do this, we can do that, we'll do this. And you're like, dude, you're looking at least $2,000 in concrete just to do this little section. You're like, well, they said they could do it for $800. But yeah, I bet they want it up front too. Well, yeah, you know, so they get the other stuff and they already had the materials. I'm just like, there's one born every day.
Sucker.
If you don't know who the sucker in the room is, it's you.
It's you.
It's you.
I love that slap your fucking coworker day.
Seriously.
If you don't know what slap your coworker day is, probably don't want to show up. You're getting slapped.
So you slap on at work?
Like, beauty about
us. Get to work.
Nope. Beauty about us. We get pissed off, we put our gloves on.
We
put gloves on.
I heard that there was you guys were like at a house party and an impromptu MMA fight between you two. What happened?
Oh, it was Siobhan and George.
It was my birthday. That's the bad part about it. I don't remember. I don't remember.
And George is a striker too, which is the funniest thing.
No, George is a jiu-jitsu guy.
He is now.
Officially now, because he whipped my ass in the burrow.
Kick rocks. He can't say anything to me because I'm 160 pounds. Terry is 500 pounds.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about George.
I'm talking about you right now, but I held Terry down with one hand.
He did not. That's
Blackburn. Blackburn. You remember that art, don't you? One hand. I held Terry down with one hand.
One hand. How you gonna hold 295 pounds?
Were you asleep?
Busted.
No, no. He was pissed off. He was one pissed off. Hand. I was holding down with one hand. I'm like, I said, Terry, what you gonna do? You gonna deny this now? You gonna deny this?
Did I what?
I didn't hold you down with one hand.
You held me down.
Really, black man.
You held the wrist down.
Really?
You held the wrist down.
Did you get up? Did you get up? Did you get up? Ask the question. Was I not holding you down with one hand? Did you get up? Did you get up?
I don't know. I kind of want to see this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. Oh, it's not enough room in this room. It's not enough room in this room.
It's a lot of technical shit. Here.
Yeah. Because I don't have the money to pay for this stuff.
I just need that screwdriver.
Why you got to do that?
Screwdriver. This golf club over there, bro. That's a more deadly weapon than a screwdriver.
I'm just getting screwdriver.
You get terminal velocity.
But
that
yes,
shit.
That night, I don't remember that night right there because it was my birthday and I was drinking a lot.
You always got fucking excuses, man. We're taking an ass with me.
I got beat. I was told I did a great move. I don't remember doing a move. I woke up the next day like, I said, Vaughn, we got you on video.
No, the funny shit was George fucking with me too after he whipped his ass. He got all kinds of fucking pumped up, jumps on my fucking back. I was like, George.
George is pretty drunk that night too,
don't
man.
Make I was like, me break something, buddy.
Yeah, he break collarbones.
Hey, then he gets mad. He gets like, go to the pool, man. I can't get my legs around you. What the fuck? I was like, it's called jujitsu defense.
Yeah. Lots of you have to be wider than the guys.
Wider than the guy. Fat. If they can't get their shit around you, how are they going to lock it down?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Your guard sucks, sir.
Strategic.
Miguel has a rash guard, a full rash guard set that says, your guard sucks, which is funny because, like, you can't hold him in closed guard. He's very good at popping that shit open.
No, they try. It's so funny. It's like their toes are trying to touch.
Yeah.
I can't get my damn toes to touch each other. That's awesome. I want to get that. That's good.
Yeah, it's
great. Your guard sucks.
Your guard sucks. It's pinstripe like how the Floyd Mayweather one. I mean, excuse me. The
Conor McGregor. I was going to say, it's Floyd Mayweather anyway.
Yeah, it's Conor McGregor. Instead of fuck you, it says your guard sucks. And it's like,
I seen it.
It's like baby blue and it has like a pink tie. Like rash guard. It's pretty dope, dude. Super dope.
You can wear it like, you know, to a formal event too. You know what I'm saying?
No shit.
It looks real.
Your guard sucks.
Well, then they'll be staring at your cup, you know, because you're wearing the spats. Like, is that you or is that a cup?
Just like,
it's the cup, ma'am. Just the cup.
It's all me. I was born this way.
It's all me. Like, why is your cup all loppy sided?
That's a guy's gonna have camel toes.
Oh. Everybody goes, damn. Shit.
I heard King Young Un has a camel toe.
Hey, oh, North Korea, he looks like he would.
Don't make fun of the supreme leader like that, okay? He doesn't poop. He doesn't pee.
Fuck that guy. What is he going to do?
Fucking dude.
He's going to put his little nuclear warhead on his intercontinental ballistic missile.
I swear to God.
And do what?
I hope he does.
What's he going
to
do?
I swear to God. If you listen to his podcast,
if it can
you'll find
get
out.
Anywhere. It's not even getting anywhere. It's going to go.
Okay, so.
Circle around.
All right, so, he'll hit South Korea or Guam. What do you think is going to happen after that?
Well, it's not going to hit Guam because we have air missile defense systems that will pop that shit out of the sky.
Well, there you go. It's not going to hit shit then.
Nothing.
Yeah, not even the side of a barn.
Hey, I would almost be tempted to say they got enough fucking computer technology that once that bitch is launched up and flying, we'll turn it right back around.
We can hack, that shit.
Everybody starts going into freak mode. Gotcha! Damn it! Start doing those shit, and there comes their own bomb back after them. Like, hey, that wasn't our fault. Hey, we told you motherfuckers not to do shit.
Well, here's the weird thing, right? So, North Korea, you know, he's told his citizens that he's won all the gold medals at the Olympics, that they've won FIFA. How do we not know? How do we not know that he hasn't already told his people that he already killed us?
That's true.
That's a good fucking point.
Yeah. Propaganda is a mother.
Yeah.
Well,
look at Hitler. Hitler fucking ruled that shit, dude.
So what
his
do we
people
know?
He probably, think we're dominating. He's retreating back.
Yeah. From what we know right now, Kim Jong-un's like, yeah, look.
Here. People are like, we destroyed America.
They don't exist.
Dude, he probably won that. He like eBay won the head that Kathy Griffin was holding. He's like, look, I killed Trump.
Oh, shit. She put that shit on eBay?
Probably. Look, we don't know what Kim Jong-un does, man.
No, I'm talking about her. She put that shit on eBay?
Probably.
She probably needs the help paying the bills after her career take
that bitch. Look, and Kim Jong is gonna fly in Dennis Rodman and he's like, look, I spared the only American I love. And then they're gonna get married.
Then they're gonna drink margaritas and have
sex. He would do that too. He put on that wedding dress and
he's like, it's not gay when it's your favorite basketball player.
He doesn't look him in the eyes.
It's only gay.
The only man that can handle his balls is Dennis Rodman.
Oh man.
Wow.
That's so funny.
It just happened.
So what do you think is going on with all that bullshit?
Well, He wants money.
Money from who?
Or, I don't know. You just what happened before? Like, they saber rattle and they get some money sent to him or whatever. His people are so screwed.
Oh, dude.
It goes back to what
he's so screwed.
Roseanne said that they don't know fucking shit.
Yeah, they don't know what shit. He tells them.
They got fake fucking stores. They got, dude.
Yeah, no, it's with
her. Oh, yeah. That was fucking hilarious. Yes. I saw the pictures of that. I was like,
and they got fake stores. They got shit all in it that you can't buy. I mean, they're not allowed to buy. Like, there's a pizza joint or whatever. People go there and then, like, Americans kind of went off the bottom path or whoever
you saw
was
that
visiting.
Video, yeah.
And then they go to order pizza and they're like, holy fucking shit, these people actually ordered pizza. they're like, I don't even know how to make pizza. Like, fucking that picture right there, I gotta make that somehow.
They look, it's like, even too, when it comes to North Korea, what, like, they actually have restaurants in, I believe, Dubai and Hong Kong. That's how they get some of their income, is a fucking restaurant with state actors.
Well, hey, what do they got? Don't they have a. They're trying to push China to fucking step up and start slopping that shit down.
This is the thing, like, so, like, yeah, you know, our Twitter tweeting hungry president likes to fucking, like, throw some shit out there. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, China needs to step up and do some shit and blah, 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 and all that stuff. I'm like, listen, man, Korea's – people – okay, let me go back to this. People think Korea is, like, this huge threat. Okay, Korea is a threat, but – not a huge threat. Like, their missiles, if it does even launch or, like, go towards our shit, we can intercept. It's not an issue. If they do have a nuclear bomb, chances of them be able to get it off their little fucking continent there and over to us, it's going to be, like, so small. And let's say it does land. Let's say they fuck up some of Guam, which we have over 7,000 American troops on there, 10,000 American troops. That is like, you just fucked up, bro. Because you were getting. Listen, we got 8 more Moabs that are expiring this next year, and we're fucking dying to use them. We don't have to use nuclear bombs. We can just drop a couple Moabs on that way. We already have solutions made, military solutions for that, and which I don't like, Trump going, hey guys, we got military solutions, fucking step up and we'll be raining fire. Like, you shouldn't be telling people that.
Yeah.
Like, that should stay in the war room. We should be like, hey, listen guys, we got this shit handled. Don't you worry. One, the missiles ain't gonna be able to get to where
I agree with you.
And two, if something does happen, don't worry. We will take care of it, guys.
Hey, I saw it about Mathis, man. They're like, hey.
Man, dog.
Yeah, they're like, hey, he's like, hey. Got this shit.
So why do you think that he goes on Twitter and rants like that?
Because he's like a girl.
He's a celebrity.
He's trying to be a fight promoter after president.
You're fired.
Well, man, this is a funny thing.
I like him going to Twitter because then you fucking completely bypass the news. You're getting it straight from the horse's mouth. Not to say he's not a fucking idiot when he gets on Twitter.
I'm gonna be kind of honest. I kind of like it. It's a little bit refreshing not to go through a news source.
Oh, yeah, it's more transparent.
And it just goes straight from his mouth whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because listen, man. We say shit to each other all the time that we don't say in general public because the general public will be like, yo, you
what
fucking
are you thinking?
Like that.
I'm saying the same.
You're like, hey, listen.
You just said last night to your boy.
This dude's kid is like a really, really badass kid, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you just think about maybe hitting him in the head one time. But you don't say that shit. You can't say that shit. But you're thinking it, motherfucker. And no way. You're not the only one thinking it.
Yeah.
Sometimes their own parent is thinking that. Like, I can just hit my kid as hard as fucking I can. And I don't have to listen to that shit anymore.
That's why I love
could
kids
be happening.
Class.
So you don't hold them to a different.
We're going
to
play dodgeball.
You don't hold them to a different standard.
Oh, now listen, man.
Dodgeball.
Now we're talking about holding people to standards and stuff like that. I'm just saying people are people. It doesn't matter if you're a president or if you're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just asking you a question.
No. I'm getting to it.
I missed the question. What was
it's taking a long time to get there.
I was asking
if I keep getting interrupted.
Hold up. What was the question?
The question was, you don't hold him to a different standard because he's the president?
Do you hold the president to a different standard? I think you should hold everybody accountable from the bottom to the top. Top to the bottom. Which doesn't ever, ever happen, guys.
Yeah.
This doesn't ever happen. So let's get fucking real here.
Yeah,
let's get really, really real here.
I hate to interrupt you with a small thing. I wish he had more than 160 characters.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. You're like, oh, shit. And then I put, like, TLDR. Too long didn't read. Anyways.
What's 160 characters?
160 Twitter. Is how long you can write on Twitter.
I gotta figure out fucking Twitter.
Okay, Paul Bass kind of slow still. We discussed this when we first started. He's slow.
Okay.
I get hit in the head a lot, so fuck you.
Okay, hey.
It's been 3 years.
I am off track. I don't even know what I was saying. Ask me the question again.
See, I win because I wanted to hear the fucking question. I somewhat got it.
Do you hold that motherfucker to a different standard?
So listen, standards are double standards. It has been since the beginning of time. People with power are held to a different standard. So for me saying, oh, well, you should be more presidential. No, this motherfucker can get away with murder, dog. He can get away with murder and literally probably will.
Technically, he will.
Technically, he will.
Probably. I haven't seen you to war and kill people in.
So, like, who am I? If you hold him to a standard, you got to hold everybody to a standard from top to bottom, bottom to top. And it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So people can complain. Too, people can complain all they want. It's not going to change anything. Not when it comes to that. Not unless you're like, hey, you know what? Hillary Clinton, you should be in jail right now.
Oh, God, yes.
Because that's a fucking double standard. How is an FBI person going to say, oh, we're not going to press charges? That's not your fucking job to say if you're going to press charges or not press charges. It's a fucking judge's job to decide if she's guilty or not. You just present the evidence. But you say, hey, we're not even going to present the evidence to the judge. You see what I'm saying? There's a fucking double standard there. And not that I'm comparing Hillary to Trump or Trump to Hillary or anything. That's just an example that came off the top of the head, right?
Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
She and Bill have a lot of kills. Do you think that Trump, by the end of his presidency, will have more than she does?
I mean, no.
I can tell you what did happen. Clinton did give North Korea nuclear technology.
Well.
And a ton of fucking money, too.
And a ton of fucking money. Samsung. That's what I was talking about
earlier. South Korea.
Right?
So Samsung, South Korea?
Yes. Yeah. North Korea ain't got shit, man. They just got fake torture. They have great Olympic athletes who don't want to get tortured.
And a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kansas.
They got cancer.
Shut up. Shit.
They have exclusives.
It might be fucking all right.
And the only other thing over us, they have Air Rodmans, the coolest shoes that we're never going to have.
Shut your fucking face. They got Air Rodmans?
Air Rodmans.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
He's joking me. Terry's like, fucking for real?
that takes the conversation to a whole other level.
Air Rodmans. Did those guys have babies? I can see it.
Hey, I laughed so fucking hard. I had you remember Jake on the fight team with the kids?
Yeah.
No, he got all excited to order some Jordans. He got a great deal. Were like $20, $30. I'm like,
yeah, they were the fake ones.
Yeah, they came back. They weren't Jordans, they're Jordans. I fucking died. His mom brought him up to the fucking gym and everything. I was like, bro. Mom. I brought him up to the class. Anybody interested in buying $180 Jordans for $20?
Let's try to get him some of his money back.
All kidding aside, I want to say this is about 2008, 2009. Before people started catching on to the fake Jordans, I used to buy them off a place in China and sell them on eBay.
You probably had a lot of people pissed off at you.
Hey.
Sometimes
it is what it is.
Hey, sometimes they look better than the original.
Listen, here's the thing. They look identical.
Yeah.
Everything was to spec.
The stitching?
The stitching too. However,
what about the chick?
Michael Jordan had an ass cheek.
The material was a little bit different.
Okay.
And the cushioning, you could tell that it wasn't
black guy terms
quite.
He's like, hold up. Why he got balls? He's not supposed to have balls in the jump, man. What the hell?
Jump man got balls.
Hey, I made a little bit of money doing that.
It wasn't your fault.
Man, you make money.
Man. Sometimes when you got to hustle, dude, bro, that's part of it. You got to do the little mini dirty hustle. So when you get to big time hustle, like smart. You can do it legit.
You
legit. But guess what, man? If you don't have a lot of money, you got to come up with capital some way. You got to fucking sometimes do that shit. I know guys that would sell shit that they didn't have, but were able to get it cheaper. So when people bought it, they would take that money that they bought it from, keep the part that. With the extra that they were charging, the profit portion of it, and then go buy the other product at the cheaper price that they know they can get it, and then send it to them.
That's
so basically what they did is that they got this person to send them money for a product that didn't have, and they were able to get it cheaper they finally had the money. So that's true fucking hustling,
that's
bro.
Hustling.
So unless you
that's
fucking
hustling.
Hustled like that, yeah. Man, you can't even
I did
complain.
That too. It's called drop shipping.
Yeah, drop shipping. You can't even complain. Shit. You can't even complain.
I
like, I don't have
I need
any money.
A pen.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it. You know what I mean? Basically, find something cheaper, try to sell it for more expense. You know,
this is before you know online retailing like Amazon was even around.
Oh, yeah. How about
shit,
man?
You know, these motherfuckers now are trying to cut in into the meal prep business.
Oh, I saw that online. I heard it online.
No. Yep.
I heard it online.
But here's the thing.
Fit meals.
God. Why? Like I love Amazon companies too, like Blue Apron, they send you the ingredients so you can cook it yourself. These motherfuckers are talking like this is going to be pre-cooked. So all you have to do is just heat it up.
But yeah.
That's like a frozen meal.
Yeah, it's like, I was just thinking that. I'm like, why are you going to do that? Hey, look, that's just like a TV dinner.
No, if Amazon's if they're really smart, they're just going to repackage MREs and put like Amazon Prime all over that shit.
That would be fucking
people would be like, oh my funny. God, it's so MREs. Fucking good.
Amazon Prime.
They won't even realize it. They're like, how come there's a Department of Defense logo on this? Why are these Skittles expired? Oh shit, that's so good.
Skittles expired?
You know what's funny, man? About this is this is the thing. My buddy has a
yeah, they do.
My buddy has a.
He grabbed one about 6 months and it was back of the truck. It was still good.
Listen, my buddy has a company, Lean Impact Nutrition, and he does meals.
Oh yeah,
he does meals weekly. But what? And yeah, they are delicious.
He's a fucking good cook.
And, but listen, man, he has like four different sets. So he has like lean, maintain, and what's the other one? It's not. It's like bulking, right? Bulk, lean bulk is what it's called.
Yeah.
And basically, it's the percentages from your protein, carbs, and fats are different in it. And he also like macro coaches throughout the week or whatever.
Macro shit's interesting.
So it's super interesting, man. It's like I've never been able to make a six pack before until I started working with him.
What? Make a six pack?
I was born with one.
Like have a six pack. Abs,
yeah. So I never was able to have abs. I mean, I've trained my ass off, but I'm like, how come I still kind of chubby around the middle? I was eating totally wrong. So like when he started macro coaching me and doing all that kind of stuff, like that made so this Amazon, like he has a business already set up like that for locally around here. Amazon, I can't see the matching because you can't get the macro coaching.
It'll only be in select cities too, though. Obviously,
not only that. I mean, the freshness, you know, that you get from companies you know, Blue Apron. They send you the fresh ingredients for you to cook.
It's baked like 10 years. Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't want something that you throw in a microwave. I could go to fucking Publix for that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hungry Man.
Yeah.
I love Hungry
Man. Yeah, bro. I used to love that shit. Especially the XXL with the chicken.
You get an extra fucking breast in that motherfucker.
I feel like if you have like TV dinners and shit, like you have to drink a Coke.
No, man, look.
Yeah, because it's all like greasy and
pink. Pedialyte and so, vodka, baby.
Hey, a Coke to cut through all that shit that you just ate. You know what I mean? Like acid. You need acid.
I don't have
to
clear that out of your mouth. My stomach's ironclad.
See, back in college, if I felt like I was balling, I had Hungry Man XXL with the chicken tenders, mashed potatoes, corn, and a brownie with a six pack of Angry Orchard.
Hey, you're
Orchard.
Hungry too.
What? Yeah, I'm mad.
Angry Orchard. Right, if I felt fancy and balling, if
drink a real beer.
If I was broke as shit, I had the Hungry Man, but with the 40. If I was broke, I
man, to myself that's the only thing sucks about Florida. Hold up.
Florida don't sell 40s.
Florida don't sell Florida.
32 ounces. I know. Yeah, Georgia.
Does anybody know why that is?
Because gang related.
Oh, really?
Gang related.
That's fucking stupid.
So let me get.
Hey, you know who created that law? Old fucking rich white guys who have no fucking idea.
Exactly.
They probably drink Stella Artois.
You know, you're not even in the Orange Park area. Was it Clay period? You're not even allowed to get like liquor on Sundays until after a certain time.
Yeah, they switched.
You can't.
Did they switch it now?
That shit didn't last long at all.
No, it did.
You couldn't buy it all on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then they moved it to noon. Now it's fucking. You won't get it. It's 49.
Because that's so stupid, man.
Oh, they
same thing with the 40s. They're like, oh, well, you're just promoting.
Let me shit.
You're like, well,
let me see if I can get this right.
Let me drop 8 fucking ounces off, and it's no longer gang related.
Yeah. So instead of getting a 40, you get 232s, and I got a 64.
224. Absolutely. That's a growler.
Growler, baby.
Is that gang related?
Yes, because
you really look
stupid because you don't have a 40 Colt 45.
Two zigzags.
Go 45.
Two zigzags.
Baby, that's all I need.
What?
We go to the park after dark. Smoke that tumbleweed. Yes, wrong birds. We can take our turn.
Really?
Singing them dirty rap songs.
I got this man singing. We ain't got time. This is not karaoke night. That's Saturday.
Oh, you guys got to catch these dudes on karaoke. Where do y'all go?
Everywhere.
You guys do duets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
We do. Ebony and Ivory?
Hey, but hey.
No.
Hey, I swear to God, I wanted to try it. I couldn't fucking remember the words.
Ebony. Kick rocks.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, you can get this motherfucker on some country. It's hilarious.
You've seen country?
Oh,
have Tangeray.
Tangeray. That's the only time he sings great is on Tangeray.
I sing great when I open my mouth.
No. He gets up on there on some fucking regular vodka or whiskey. He's like, yay!
Free bird.
Free bird!
Seen that too.
Skittered!
Yeah, no, Blackburn just hating right now. He just hating.
Do you do like new country or old country?
Whatever. Mostly old. I like old. I like mostly old.
Hey, you're gonna
more Hagger.
You're gonna die.
You gonna do more Hagger.
Merle.
What the hell ever?
Face the mic to you.
You know what? You know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Look, fat boy.
Merle Haggard.
Who got gloves? Hey, anybody got gloves in here?
The best one that we do, and you'll fucking die.
What is it?
I don't remember right now. What the hell?
David Allan Coe.
Oh, yes. You don't call me by my name. You never call me by my name.
Hell, baby. Hey, listen to his voice change.
Yeah, baby.
That kills me.
Don't call me out.
Sing a little something, then.
Why you gotta put my spot?
You don't have to call me darling.
Darling,
you never even call me by my name.
Let me.
You fucked that up.
I pretty much did. But hey, it's not karaoke night. We're supposed to be talking about other things right now.
Shit. We got
Amazon
this.
Off Kareel. Rashad Evans getting his ass beat the last four times.
Shit. What happened with Rashad? What?
He lost his last four fights. Hey, he's fight again.
What's Rogan? Why did Rogan do that interview? He's massively about not doing interviews.
He fucked up.
Yeah.
Why did he do it? Did he say
he said he got cut up in the moment.
He just turned 50. His brain's going away. That's
no way. That motherfucker.
He's probably high. He's probably high when he did it.
I wish I looked like that.
He probably smoked some edibles.
He's probably high.
I'm sorry. Did you say he smoked edibles?
He just said that.
Listen, man, he graduated from just the arm of that gummy bear to the whole gummy bear.
He's like this. Let me get a blunt wrap, acai flavored blunt wrap.
What?
Let me crumble up some brownies and let me crumble up this gummy bear. And
who's that motherfucker that was an actor? This big fat guy who's in The Longest Yard.
Joey Diaz.
Oh my God.
Oh, Khabib.
Have you seen that motherfucker? What was that thing that was real big? Like it was videoing. You'd be right then. People can comment and shit.
Twitter.
Periscope.
Oh my
God. I couldn't even get on there right. Motherfuckers be on there, but that son of a bitch had me rolling, dude.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's like, listen here, cocksucker. We got balls. We got weed.
Oh my God, dude. I could not stop fucking laughing.
Do you listen to his podcast?
Fucking shit on that.
He's got a podcast.
He's got a podcast?
Yeah. It's called The Church of What's Happening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I can see that guy just telling you how it is. Yes. The only podcast I listen to is...
So there's one time I kidnap a hooker. Did you know kidnapping is illegal?
What?
It is?
Shut up.
Is it? No shit.
Apparently so.
Since when?
Vaughn, you're fucked.
Damn it, man.
He's talking about like he was got with a hooker. Yeah, by the way, did you know kidnapping is illegal?
Did y'all see that news fucking brief with this motherfucker?
No, what?
Oh, he talking about... He's talking about when the one that Polar Bear showed me how he do a reach around on hookers. He's a hooker reach around. Tell you, Black Bear, this guy right here.
You just went full retard.
I appreciate that.
Never go full retard. Never do that.
But you do it every day of your life. No, every day of your life, you that way. Ask your wife.
Oh, damn.
That just happened.
Wait. The collateral.
It looks like we're going to have to bust out the gloves later on.
Hey, that's no bullshit. I keep two pairs of fucking gloves in the truck and extra mouthpieces just in case somebody tries to fucking puss out and be like, well, I ain't got a mouthpiece, man. Fuck you, bro.
I'm not worrying about it because he would never hit me because he's slow. I'm just saying.
I ain't got to hit him. All I got to do is swing. The air knocks his ass down.
I saw your last
fight. I told you he's about 160 pounds, so he's almost at the man weight.
Grown man weight now. He's grown man now.
How old are you?
So when was your last fight?
Mine? Probably 1647. It was when the Irish...
Hey, you know, it's funny, man. So I was watching, went down for...
Sorry. You know, are you going to let him answer?
Yeah.
I'm going into one of his fights right here real quick. Hold on. So I went down to a Breakthrough over in Orlando. I was cornering for Javonis Ross just like a couple weekends ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had all the highlights films going on, right? And I actually had you knocking one of these dudes out. It was fucking hilarious. It was like left, right, knee, like a clubbing overhead right? And the dude was like, bomb. And then they showed another... video with another guy, a white dude, almost looked like you, and he got knocked out. I was like, "That's not my boy Terry." First one was my boy Terry.
Never been
right
knocked
now.
Out.
So it's been a couple of years at least.
Yeah, it's been
three.
Shit,
no,
it's been two.
Yeah, for you.
It's getting close to
two. Three for me.
2 years. I fought for a title up in Maine, and I got my arm folded back.
Damn.
Pop. I was like, "Fuck!" Nobody wants to tap out.
Yeah,
there was nothing I could do. The guy, I should have went. I don't know. You can get a whole barrage of shit with you know. me and the gym and my coaches, we weren't kind of vibing, different shit. But you didn't want to miss the opportunity for a title. You know what I mean?
So, right.
And that was the whole basis of it.
It's
rough. I want to go back up there. I want to go back up there and get the guy who's got the fucking title now.
I told him to go balls to the walls, but he won't listen. I'm just saying, go balls
to the walls. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I originally wanted to come. This guy had he's an ex-NFL guy. He's fought in Bellator. Guy's got a good background.
Yeah.
It was a great fight for me, but he's a ground guy. I'm a striker. So I just wanted to go after him.
The coaches said,
you got to stay back. You got to watch for the takedowns. You got to watch this, watch this. So instead of me just being a fucking polar bear and go after him, I'm trying to be methodical. Cerebral. And shit.
Yeah. He went from polar bear to panda bear.
That just happened.
Panda bear is allowed to be said over here, man.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You're lucky he's been a nice guy right now.
Listen, man. Check this out, though.
To make him look like a panda bear. Yeah. Well, they got two black eyes.
Right? I don't know. That would be a super heavyweight fight, both you guys, though, because Miguelinho came in at 300 pounds.
300? I'm 295.
You're 295, so you guys are right about the same weight.
Yeah, dog, training partners.
Maybe. Game on.
Let's do this.
Game on. You talking about jiu-jitsu? You talking about fucking striking?
I'll do striking, man.
Okay, striking.
Don't do it.
He's got Mickey got a bigger beard than you though.
I gotta trim mine down, man.
I see that.
Hey, Mickey, remember when I was training for that one fight?
I don't want to see your face messed up.
It was driving me even nuts. Remember how the big
Yeah.
That was the first time I found out that perm is a different word.
For black people. Wow! Yeah, we had the fight team running,
and I had flat iron my fucking beard because they like to wave and shit.
Yeah,
this motherfucker's like, oh, that's a nice perm, polar bear. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, perm? Curls.
Wait, no. Black people perms are curly.
Oh, I know.
Black perms are straightened.
But I'm saying, why would you say that to him, though?
I didn't know that either.
His beard, when he had his beard long.
I started, the whole conversation was about me, the reason I cut it off.
Yeah.
Because I was getting rolled up on the mat, and I'm trying to get my arm over.
Your beard is pinning
me. I'm trying to get my head out, and his arm's right there, and my fucking beard is literally catching the head. I'm like, oh, goddamn, dude, I can't have that. I gotta cut this shit off.
So his beard was straight. It was very straight. And I'm like, I'm like, yo, people, you permed your beard?
We're running. I'm like, fuck you. He's like, hey, it's a nice perm. He's like a little fucking rabbit trotting around. I'm like, dude, just fuck away from me.
What are we going to do today, Spike?
See, I don't like that comment right there because, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to just slam you on your neck. And just be done with it.
Slam who, me?
Yes.
I think it's talking to you, Artur.
Yes, Artur.
Good
be
luck.
On his
last time we tried to pick my ass up, good. His collar, bro.
Good luck.
No. Correction. I threw you three times. Well, I'm sorry. I lie. Hold on. I threw you two times successfully.
Through. What are you talking about throw? You talking about like maneuver? He tried to like push me.
I used his body weight. I pushed him. He pushed back. He flew in the air. Feet went up. No, he won in the back. Two times, but I was stupid.
Vaughn is drunk right now.
Bullshit in the house. We can show this right now.
You got that Stoli and fucking Gatorade.
Yeah. I was going for a hat trick. I'm going to go for a third time.
He's talking hockey now.
I'm like, yeah.
You're black, bro. What do you know about hockey? God damn it.
I know how to fight. Well, I can skate a little bit and I can fight. That's all I got to do.
Hey, you know, we got a guy named Patrick Sarazinski. Who, a little guy, bald Pat.
Okay.
He's been like doing a lot of work this last 2 weeks or whatever, but, he started jiu-jitsu, pretty good at jiu-jitsu, but was like semi-pro hockey player. And he's like, man, I'd fight anybody standing on skates. What? Yeah.
Oh, on skate.
Okay. That would be interesting. I was like, word. He's like, yeah, dude. It's like, just like me being on skates. It's like normal people being on ground. I was like, I believe it.
What's the first thing you do? Like, I know if I got skates on. I mean, I shift one way, my fucking hands go straight down, my head's up in the air.
You're like, shit.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, dude, but there's a whole technique to it. He's like, man, if I would have known this.
Wait, so are we about to give birth to the hockey fighting league?
What? My God. No, check this out, though. There would be small issues because of the blades. Like,
I was going to say,
are we allowed to stomp?
Hey, no kicking. No.
Are we allowed to kick me?
Hockey boxing league is better, right?
Oh, yeah. What if they fall and then get kicked accidentally?
They have to get back up. No kicks allowed. Hockey boxing.
But like sometimes shit happens, like you fall down and the other guy slips. Or you know, it cuts your neck and you're dead.
I'll honestly say, if a motherfucker can kick me with ice skates on,
I don't need to be with that son of a bitch. He could be doing like a fucking, what's those, the 360 skaters and shit. Hey, we're getting there, I'm like fucking 300 pounds, beat up, chopping ice and shit, and here comes fucking, I want to say Christy, but who's the popular, who's the bitch that hit the
Christy chicken? Yamaguchi?
Was she a skater?
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah, he won. He's out. Tanya Hardy. Tanya Hardy. The bitch with the pole.
She will fuck you up.
She'll have somebody fuck you up.
Hey, it should be a fucking 120 pounds. Like, I just got my ass with my fucking Tanya Hardy on skates. That would be horrible, dude.
Who's the lady that but they funny, clubbed though. The knee? Who's the lady that clubbed the knee?
She, Tanya Hardy clubbed.
Nancy Kerrigan got clubbed.
That's
why it's me. Because he kept beating me, damn it. I got tired of this.
Hey, didn't Tanya Hardy have a porn out?
No, she had a boxing match. She did a she did a celebrity boxing match.
No, no, no.
She did have a porn out.
She did.
She did a cash, bro.
Who would want to see that? I'm like,
last time. Olympic people.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Maybe. I'm going to be honest. Touché. All of a sudden, I do now. I'm Google.
You watching it?
Wow.
He's going to YouTube
this
that
shit.
This
turned dark really quick.
Hey, you start hearing this shit. I just got me a piece of Tanya.
Dude, I got T-O-N-Y in there and it went straight to Tanya Harding.
That's because,
so funny.
You know why that is, right? Because your phone is actively listening to what your conversation is.
Tanya Harding, sex tape, Pornhub.
Oh, boom. Well, there you go.
Fuck.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, let's see. This is lame. Hold on. I'll find out.
It's, really? It's probably like black and white.
If
at
it's
this
like
point.
The Kim Kardashian one, that was so lame.
I like Paris. Paris is good.
I like the name. Paris's one was lame too.
No, no, but the name is amazing. One Night in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
No, hey, remember China?
One Night in China.
These guys fucking marketed that shit.
Yep.
And he's playing it.
Are you playing that shit?
I think that's it right there.
Why are you?
That's a nice banner.
God damn. Just
yeah, bro. That's nothing to write home to mom about, man. That's some old shit.
Bro, that's from like 1994.
Who has on the VHS tape? It's on VHS tape.
That's most likely.
Hey, who still watches VHS?
Oh, look. Yeah. How lame is it? Oh, this is so lame.
Dude, they filmed that shit with a potato.
Bro, I don't even know what kind of stuff that is, dude. That's so weird. She's like wearing like some sort of like gown.
This could be some
from your best.
That's a fit ass, though.
I was gonna say
she's fit.
Well, I mean, she skates. I mean, so.
Hey, the one that blew my mind, I swear to God, though, was China. Because like, you look at that, she's like, ah, you watch video, like.
So that's her. That's man, Tanya Harding. That's what she looks like.
Couple beers, a couple shots, something like that.
Dude,
shit.
Oh, she looks high as fuck, dude. She looks like she's on bath salts.
That's
like the way she's moving. She's on that gator. What's that alligator shit?
Flocka.
She's on Flocka.
That shit's wicked, bro.
Dude, this is crazy, man. She doesn't even. It looks like a fucking. This is gonna be a horror movie. Is what it looks like. It's gonna be.
Oh my God, Carrie.
Dustin, it looks like Carrie. Like
they're all gonna love it. Like I said, I'm upset he actually planned this for us to watch this right now. I'm like, this looks scary. At least play something good worth watching.
Actually, Bond is upset. He's like, first off, it feels really awkward that I have my pee-pee out right now playing this.
If I had my pee-pee out, the room would be dark right about now, but it's okay. It's okay.
A little bit dark. We're not, not a whole lot dark.
Like, not that dark.
Not that dark. Come on now.
This motherfucker's proud of his penis.
You got that right.
Hey, you know it. Be in a fucking bar. I'm like, oh goddamn! Barnes talking about his fucking dick again.
Well, you want to see it? I got pictures.
No, I'll show. I'll pull it out.
I'll pass on it. Hey. Thanks. I'll believe
not to you guys. No, no. Okay. Not to you guys. Cool. We talking about the bar. We be at the bar drinking. Like, hell, come on. You got a little dick. Open your mouth. It'll get bigger.
Oh man. I mean, yeah, because we're in the locker room, not in the showers.
Yeah, I'm gonna take your word on
that. I have numbers. You can call these people. They'll tell you.
Oh no, I don't.
That's okay. No, no, I'll take your word for it. It's
bro,
good.
Hey, listen,
it's
so good. Listen, you're not applying for a job. Hey,
you shouldn't even said shit.
Yeah, you're not applying for a job. I don't need to check your references.
I might have to.
I don't think so.
I might need to change careers. Change careers. No, boy, shouldn't have.
So porn is free mostly. So like, how do actors make money now?
Bro, that's actually been a big thing out in you know, in the news, how porn stars are not making any money now because of all the free websites and all that. So I'm not in the business, so it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't affect me. I don't give a fuck.
Free? It's me. Fuck you.
I'm a consumer.
So it has to be
that's
like...
That's right.
So they're trying to do... yeah, I think there was something I watched on Joe Rogan, and a dude sounded like fucking Stewie from Family Guy.
Oh yeah. He's that fucking doctor. What was his name?
Yeah, he's like a documentary guy.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, like he's like, yeah. So, what happened was, he talks so annoying. I couldn't even watch all of it. I was like, Joe, God, fuck, I can't handle this dude. I got about 30 minutes in. I was like, not that interested anymore. Click.
You turned it off.
Turned it off. But Pauly Shore, I'm the one with Pauly Shore right now.
Watch that one.
The beginning looks pretty funny. They're actually talking about North Korea, so it's very interesting to see what Pauly Shore says about North Korea. I'm like,
but my thing, what happened to him? What happened to his face? I never watched Pauly Shore. I didn't watch it, but I saw his face.
He got old.
He looked like he a wax man. He like a wax man.
He's not the weasel anymore.
He looked jacked up.
Tinty grindy.
Because thing, I'm at work. I work overnight, so I'm at work.
The same way.
Shut the hell up. I'm at work. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Pauly Shore talks.
Yeah, he did. I was talking about me, so I apologize.
See that? That's automatic reaction. He's like. It's because I'm black, I know it!
Yeah, fucking white guys!
God damn it!
It's because I stutter and I slur sometimes, so kick rocks.
Well, that's because you're drunk all the time, so.
No, that's fucking talking normally.
That's
yeah, it drives me fucking.
You know what? Hey, you know, words hurts.
You gotta have feelings for shit to hurt.
I do have feelings. I feel when it's cold, when it's hot, and when it rains. I feel all that.
So you identify it as a man, as a woman, as a G, as a transgender,
I identify
what?
Myself as the best motherfucking thing on this earth. That's me.
Earth.
It's a word. It's a word. Earth. Look it up.
Quick question. Is Earth round, spherical?
It's flat.
Or flat?
Hey, this is Earth. My thing. Whatever you want to make it, your world, your life, your planet, like whatever you want to make it, you know what? Kick rock. Deep.
So you hit enough DMT with a world that gets digital. I can tell you that right now.
I would love to be
whatever you want to make it. Whatever you want to make it.
I'm like, dude, you don't know right now, but you're deconstructing and reconstructing in front of my eyes. I'm pretty sure we can teleport right now.
Exactly. How you know we didn't? How you know we didn't?
I'm pretty sure we have.
We have.
Oh, man, I've been drinking a little bit. Don't be fucking with me.
Dude, it gets pretty deep,
man. It don't take much for you.
It gets pretty deep. You got to go talk to my brother. When I mean we talk to my brother.
Frankie.
You need to go.
Love me some
Frankie. I love Frankie.
That's some bitch.
What was your favorite song? What was the song? The Yin Yang Twins.
What's that?
Ass be a jiggly.
Chicken like a soul shaker.
Oh my God. Hey, how about Frankie in Atlanta?
We're in Atlanta.
The fights got shut down. We all weighed in.
No.
It was the night before. They introduced all the fighters on the fucking table. We're going there. Everybody's talking. We all introduced. And everybody's like out in the little club. And they're like, yeah. Who was the artist that was showing
up? What about this night? We had one night. We had a fight in Atlanta.
Look. Let me finish.
I'm sorry. We got two stories for Atlanta fight. Two stories. I'm sorry. Right. Two stories.
So, continue there.
Yes, you can, fat boy. Yes, you can. Yes. Yes, guy. Yes, guy. Go ahead, guy.
Raquel, fuck you.
You got it. I'm right.
Anyway, so we're in Atlanta, and they introduced the after party after all the weigh-ins. So, Art's there. Frankie's there. I'm there. Everybody's there. The whole fight team. So, we all get introduced. We're all going to be fighting these amateur fights. So, they introduced us. They had a big rapper. I can't remember his name. He did a song.
Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher.
This is the same. Oh, we talk about the same story, same night.
All right, Bone Crushers. So we get out here. My story about Frankie, though.
Okay.
So we're all out dancing, right? Well, Frankie's not a bad looking dude. You know what I mean? So there's some chicks around there. They're all dancing, having a good time. Like, there's one chick. She looked real bad, you know? And she's like, trying to dance, trying to ground on the fighters. We're like, Frankie, get it, Frankie. He's like, oh, okay, fuck it. All right. He starts dancing. He starts going over there. And then we're like, oh, Frankie's locked in. Frankie's good. He's going to be solid. Next you know, you see him dancing. Chick turns around. She's like whispering to say something. And he whispers back. Next you see, she's like, fuck you, motherfucker. I go storming off with all her girlfriends. We're like, what the fuck? Frankie's like, bro, she didn't have a big enough ass. I was like,
he literally
told this bitch, yeah, you're cool, but your ass is
not big enough.
It's not good enough. It's not
So Frankie's an
told
ass.
Told her stuff, but no, he didn't give a shit, bro.
Frankie's a beast.
I laughed about that shit.
Wait,
the whole
was he drunk
night.
Or
no.
Sober.
Sober.
This is Frankie. Frankie
this
like
is
he liked
it. No smoking, no nothing.
No. Sober. Stone cold sober.
Fights.
Frankie like this. This song, Asbjørn Wiggling. He loved big.
As soon as she turned around, started dancing. He's like, he whispers in her ear. He's like, nothing's gonna happen because your ass ain't big enough. I was like, yeah, we're all sitting here like,
that shit was hilarious.
What the what?
Now, would you have hit that?
Oh, fucking Bond would hit
Bond
it.
Bond would hit anything with a pulse.
You used to have a dick. Not a pulse. But wait a minute. You used to have a dick. But you don't now?
Cool. You know what? If he had a fat ass, all right. I was full of shit because I wouldn't do that right there. That's
right there. Nasty. Like later. Like,
don't let that is nasty. That's just bullshit. I wouldn't ever do anything like that.
Who?
Right there.
Who's nasty?
Otto War is nasty. Talking about Otto War, talking about I would hit a chick that had a dick that got it cut off.
No, that's not what I said.
What you said?
You were a dude? You're like, well, not anymore.
Fuck, if she was a dude. See, again.
Like, you have a dick. No, I don't have a dick. I'm like, all right, well, don't talk about it.
Again, Otto War is nasty. He's disgusting.
But
see,
but listen, I don't know what to say about that because.
Pull it right
out. Going to jail and shit. As long as you piss. Now, you take see, a dick you see, cash, you get you,
well, Ron White had his dick sucked by more fucking dudes than any gay guy.
Ron White?
You gonna make me not like him anymore.
No. Did you hear the story about him?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like he was stationed, he was actually a military or whatever, and he was stationed over in Hawaii. Well, he was going down to like the main strip in Hawaii and getting like these $5 blowjobs from all these hot chicks out there.
And come to find out,
like years he was doing this. Come to find out, like, That strip is like I forget what they call them, moomoos or moomas. Anyways, no. but they're actually dudes dressed up as girls. So he was just getting these $5 blowjobs.
Yeah, but what did he give a
fuck? He's like, wow, this is very cheap.
Wow, so all $5 blowjobs, dude. So he's like, dude, I had my dick sucked by more men than any gay guy ever.
See, now if I was in that profession, I don't know if I'd be saying
that. I wouldn't be advertising that at all.
He said it on Joe Rogan's podcast. You gotta look it up, man. He tells the whole story.
But have you listened to Ron White? Ron White is funny as hell. Who the hell calling me? Oh, I'm sorry.
But answer it. Go ahead. Answer it.
Okay.
No, don't do that because he's gonna be on that shit forever.
Hello.
Put it on speaker.
Speaker, dipshit.
Hey, Wani. Can you hear me? You're on a what you doing, Wani? What you doing?
Just talk.
What you doing, Wani? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
I'm trying to set him up.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, hey, no casino? So, what? Yes.
Did you want to see that fight or did you care?
We can go see the fight. Mayweather's going to win, but can go see it.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Kid, right? It's a money motherfucking fight. Mayweather's going to win this fight.
If
we don't go see it, we can go gambling and go make money. I don't care.
Ask her what she's wearing.
What you wearing, Wani?
My friend of mine is getting married.
What's she wearing? What's she going to be wearing?
Wanda, what are you wearing?
Oh,
a dress.
Terry said, "What you gonna be wearing?"
Some flats and a dress shirt.
That means I gotta dress up for it. I don't want to dress up for this.
What do you got underneath your dress?
Come on, man.
Polar bear said, "You asshole, Polar bear. You know that."
You ready for church? Oh,
I don't want. I don't want. If I go, I'm wearing flip flops and linen suit.
Linen suit. Hey, where your double suit?
I'll just meet you afterwards.
Oh, that's messed. I don't know how I'm feel about this right now. I feel kind of some kind of way. Man,
hey,
finish
you know
her.
How you want to feel.
You know what? You can kiss rocks.
You go to white people like that. You know that.
I can go to
you're
any.
Different.
I'm going to go there wearing my.
You go to young Caucasian you friends.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say some other shit.
Just say it.
Hey,
man. Stop hitting my cord.
God damn it.
And a white face.
I'm going to be hanging out, my dick hanging out. Swinging and banging.
Yeah, okay. Just the swing.
We'll be downtown, so I'll just let you do you while I'm doing that.
Are you going to bail me out?
And I'll meet up with you later.
Are you going to bail me out?
Is that his wife?
Huh?
No.
Am I going to bail you?
Girlfriend? If I go to jail.
We're trying to get this sumbitch married.
Absolutely not.
Girlfriend?
No.
Listen.
No. You're a shitty friend.
You choose to walk around doing things that are not legal. Like then guess what? You want to deal with some consequences.
You know what? No. You're a shitty friend. I would bail you out if you did something stupid in my hometown or in my state. I would.
Right.
One time, at least. One time.
I mean, I'm kind of a considerate friend because I'm not going to do something stupid like that that's going to have somebody else.
She's
to go out of
stupid.
Hey, let her know she's being recorded.
Oh yeah, Wani, you on a podcast? You're being recorded right now. Yeah. You've been videoed and recorded on a podcast
You've been notified, so we can send the shit out.
Hey, and my thank answer you. Will not change.
And that's what I love about you. And that's what I love about you.
Ain't shit gonna change.
That's what I love about you. So, yes, I don't want
to dress. And only two of his friends here are Caucasian, just so you know.
Now, I will. I'm not gonna bail you out, but I'm gonna show up. Scary. And I'm gonna come and explain to you why your choices are wrong.
Why you can't, why you can't have your PB out.
Why you so cannot have your dick situation. Sucked by a
okay, man. For this wedding, I won't do it. But
I
hey.
Put something on your book.
That's how I just give me some
cigarettes. Wait. Did she say she was going to dig on your butt?
No.
I said. So.
You hit these assholes. She said she's going to put money on my book.
I thought she said she was going to dig on your butt.
Dig on the butt. That's what I heard, brother. You heard that. That's what I heard.
So she doesn't have to have the penis on.
You hear this, y'all. I'm surrounded by assholes right now.
That answers the question, though.
I know. You're talking to one too. I get it.
Pretty much. But I'm glad you understand it. That's the beauty of our friendship. And I'd be lost without you. I'd be lost without you. So.
You're fucking gay. You know.
And you're a catcher. What's your point?
I'm pitch. I'm pitching.
You're going to catch these all goddamn day.
You ain't catch. You ain't dumb.
Go ahead and hum, bitch. Hum.
Humming.
God damn, you always do this. Okay, good day, man. Bye bye.
Well, that was interesting.
You know what? I was going to say something else, but we're not going to talk about that part of our lives. Your gayness.
Hey, so I think everybody has a certain percentage of gay in them, right?
I'm going to say no.
What's yours?
Mine is coffee. I like vanilla lattes. I love vanilla lattes.
What was that just jumped up?
It's a ball sack.
That's a cat with no hair on it. That's just ball pussy. Yeah.
They're called a sphinx.
It's a ball pussy.
That was really a cat?
Yeah. Keep it away from Terry.
I just want to see what it looked like. That looked like a fucking rat.
I'm going to say this again. Keep that ball pussy from Terry because it might get dark in here. It might get dirty in here. Keep it away from Terry.
Dark. You pulling your wee-wee out?
Terry like ball pussies. He like ball pussies.
Who doesn't?
He likes that jungle shit.
What was it? I need a strip.
He likes to weed through that shit. I need out like, mouth.
At the end of the day, like, hey.
My teeth all in the way.
This is going to go so rich.
It got to be dreadlocks.
Like a fucking monkey?
It got to be dreadlocks.
Oh, my God. Don't say like that. You can't say like a monkey. They get all mad when you say like that.
Wow, that just happened.
That's fucked up.
No, that's the only ones I know that dig through the hair. That's why it's happening.
I don't know. I feel some kind of
weird. Baboons.
See, no, and I thought we were.
No, it was chips.
I don't fucking know.
They all fucking do it. Rangtangs, baboons, they all get behind.
Those are the ape family.
They shit out and they eat the shit. Hey, so that's Vaughn getting on some bushy ass pussies.
It's so many things I would like to say now.
Just say it. What's holding you back?
Because I'm a better guy than most people.
Whatever. This is not the place to be the better guy.
I know.
It's on the table.
Have you heard the podcast? No, obviously not.
No. Actually, it hurts. I don't want to get people in trouble later on in life.
Who are you going to get in trouble?
Myself, actually.
With who? You don't have a wife?
Even though I don't have a wife?
You have a husband?
He has a job.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And now those are fight words right there. And if I see you Monday at the gym, we won't be doing jujitsu at the gym on Monday.
Oh,
it's gonna be
damn.
WWE type shit. But actually real WWE type shit.
I grew up on WWE, bro.
Oh, and that's beautiful. Who's your favorite fucking wrestler?
Of all time?
All time.
It's a tie.
Okay, you can go up to
Ultimate Warrior.
Up to two. You have a tie. Who's your all-time favorite? We're going to go around the table.
Bret Hart and Sting.
Sting? All right. Bret Hart,
I like
Sting.
Bret Hart.
Art of War. Your favorite
team. Bro, I don't watch that gay ass shit.
What? So this is La Femme Nikita. What are your favorite?
I just love Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog.
Steamboat.
And who?
Ricky the Steamboat.
Steamboat.
Ricky the Steamboat.
Yeah.
Well, your favorite team.
All right, favorite team, Sergeant Slaughter and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Hold on. No, Arthur, you don't have favorite. You don't watch this gay shit. Shut up, get in the corner. Get your ass in the corner. Be quiet.
My personal favorite fucking wrestler of all time was Brutus the Barber Beef.
Why? Because he cut the hair?
Dude, and he put him in the sleeper. They'd be out, he'd fucking spray him, chop that hair.
No, because he had his ass cheeks out.
That was pretty dope.
Because he had a bad
beefcake, man. Yeah. That motherfucker, you cannot go wrong with that guy.
I was watching Macho Man's documentary is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, what
yeah.
is on? What is it on?
His shit with Hulk Hogan was fucking unreal.
Yeah, yeah. They have some real beef.
Oh, man. Some of it, but a lot of it was scripted, too.
No. Yeah.
No, no. There's,
he was down with Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Hulk Hogan to be over there with Bubba, the Love Spot. They were fucking, dude. They were, it was all out rain on fucking Macho Man.
Yeah, the documentary, you know, talked about how they have, like, real life, you know, issues.
A lot of things happen because you, with these people, all every day for the whole year.
Oh, fuck yeah. And then,
60 days a year.
If you look at it too, man, these wrestlers, I mean, especially more back in the day, even now, if they're seen in the public, they have to kind of try to keep, you know, they can't.
They beef going on.
Yeah, they can't act completely normal.
You can't.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Talking about the kayfabe thing?
What's up?
Keeping up the appearances.
Yeah. Somewhat. Because, like, you know, people were devastated when, was it Hulk Hogan? Who else got caught with steroids? Iron Sheik?
Oh, the shit!
He actually cool. We met him in Maine. That's a cool ass dude.
Which one?
Iron Sheik. Yeah. We met the Iron Sheik in Maine for one of our fights.
Okay. Hold on. So people were upset that these huge motherfuckers, these entertainers, were caught steroids.
They were caught together, all friendly and shit.
Friendly and nice.
Like, hey, bro, I'll stick you. You stick me.
Hey, no. Here's where the funny shit comes in, because they believed wrestling was real.
That's the thing. Like,
what people didn't when they were young.
No, for people.
Oh, like, I didn't. I was like, this. Yeah, you know what
they sold me?
Crazy.
They sold me when fucking the tag team came out. And they had the fake fucking, because they always had the bulldog with them. I don't remember who it was.
Matilda, the British Bulldogs?
No, it was a bulldog. David Barr Smith, and he had his brother. His brother.
Dynamite Kid.
They were, they was the bulldog.
They had the fake bulldog.
Fix the mic.
There you go.
Down.
He's trying to hand you a foot.
I was. I'm trying to hand you a twist tie.
Twist ties fix it all. No, but the fucking, they had the leash. And you always see them out there with the bulldog. And they're coming out that they made the bulldog invisible. I was like, fuck, maybe this is real. This is amazing. And then you see Hulk get smashed on the back with the fucking
invisible leash.
The chair. And you could see the red mark on his back. And I was like, oh, they're full of shit. This shit ain't fake. This is real as fuck. And I was like, I was done with that.
Well, you know who's going to love this podcast is Jalen, bro.
Jalen, we need to have him on.
Jalen loves his fucking wrestling.
Yeah,
we should get Jalen on and have these guys on.
Who's Jalen?
Who is that?
Jalen looks like one of those wrestlers, man. Big 290 pound beefcake. What? This guy, he's beer, cigars, and fucking beef. That's all he eats.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
I got meat.
Let's make this happen.
Yes.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude, man. The last time that I saw him was over at OPI 1, and I picked him up over my shoulders, and then I felt like my arm's going to break, so I had to drop his ass. He started wiggling. He got all stiff on me. Let me tell you something. Big guys are not used to being picked up.
No.
And I can tell, because he was he started getting all stiff and fucking started wiggling a little bit. I was like, bro, don't wiggle. I got to drop him now.
Fucking
I dropped him right on his back. I kind of felt bad, because I really liked him.
Let's be real. You have bad joints.
I have bad joints.
You have no shoulders and no knees.
I have no shoulders, knees,
hips,
or toes.
Am I lying?
So me and Vaughn are going to box, and he's going to go jiu-jitsu.
You goddamn right. I'm not afraid. I'm a grown-ass man.
I love when he called out Small Hands, too. That shit was hilarious.
Who? Pretty much. Small Hands.
Oh, Small Hands.
Mr. Small Hands.
Who's that?
We're
not going to use real names.
But we're going to tell a story.
Okay
now.
Hold on. Let me set the scene.
Yeah,
set the scene.
Back in the day, a long, long time ago.
At least 10 years.
There was a man with small hands.
Little bitty hands. Little bitty
hands.
Begin,
Vaughn. Tell your story.
Yes. So, I wanted to get in the MMA field and learn how to fight people. I'm at this local bar drinking my ass off. I didn't care. I was drinking my ass off at this bar. And I was like, shit, damn it, I want to learn how to fight. I wrestled in high school, I wrestled in college, I street fought. I think I'm a badass individual. People tell me, hey, you should go to Small Hands Gym. You should go train with Small Hands. I'm like, who the fuck is Small Hands? Who the fuck is this guy? I'm talking about, you should go train with him. So, I'm in there, I'm beyond drunk, talking shit to everybody and their mama. Small Hands were at the booth next to me. I didn't give a shit. I'm like, I'm talking shit. He stood up. Well, I'm sorry. It was a person of my last name that stood up and said, hey, I'm Small Hands. I said, nah, I'll beat your ass right now, too. What the fuck?
Verified.
I don't give a shit. I'll beat your ass in the play. No, you won't. Come to my establishment. Again, I don't give two fucks. And the person who stood up was in small hands. The other person, well, actually, I'm small hands. And again, I will beat your ass. They said, well, come to my establishment tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Motherfucker, I'll be there.
God.
6 that's o'clock? That's a ball pussy. I'm sorry. 6 o'clock? I showed up. They said, oh, you should actually show up. I said, nah, do I get to beat boss? Do I get to beat your ass right now?
That's a cool game.
Nobody believed me. I showed up. I'm ready. I'm all hyped up and ganged up on. We can't fight now or what? No. You go sign up for the gym? Fuck this. I'm here to kick your ass right about now. They say you the best. I want to learn from the best. What the fuck going to happen? You ain't going to fight?
Bitch. I'm surprised you showed up.
Get us in the ring. Basically, get us in the ring. I don't give a fuck. He's bigger than you. What's your motherfucking point? That bitch bleed, don't he? I'll punch him in his goddamn throat and call it goddamn day. Supernatural, bitch. Supernatural.
Shit was funny.
But I was like, I don't give a shit. Bring his ass on.
And that's the beginning of Rocky.
Pretty much. So I'm like this. My thing is this. I feel I can beat anybody's ass in the whole motherfucking world. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
So what's your record?
You don't know, Alex. Hold on.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, pretty much. No, with John. You want to know what the wrestling is? You want to know what?
That was fucking epic.
Now.
Jesus Christ, I'm
going to keep talking shit right here now. Now. Record in what sport? And what? You want to know my record in wrestling? You want to know my record in boxing?
No, fighting. Fighting. We're talking about fighting, right?
Overall record.
But all around fighting. Shit. It's a lot. I got a lot of wins in all kinds of fights. Are we counting wrestling too in my fight?
No. We're just talking fights.
Here, just clear it up. Say,
what's your pro record?
Really? Oh! Burn. I'm not gonna lie. I'm 1-5. 1-5.
So, 1-5. So there's been 5 guys that actually beaten you.
No. Wait, no. Think about it.
Really, yes. Honestly.
Yes. Or
yourself.
Disqualification.
No. They beat me. Technically, they beat me. These guys beat me.
Technically, yeah.
No, they beat me. On our record, they won.
Well, one of them, he beat the fuck out of the guy.
Because his dad, his dad was on the state commission. Even a referee and a judge just said, well, you technically beat this guy.
The referee's like,
since his dad fought in the UFC and we like his dad, you got to lose his
fight.
Well,
what's his dad's name?
No, his dad didn't fight in the UFC.
He did.
The commissioner was... affiliated.
Oh, fuck the white guy. What's his name? White guy. He went to California.
Jamie knows.
I don't remember his name.
Okay.
But my thing is this, I don't Jesus Christ, take
that
back.
Your foot? I thought it was your fucking
that's
hand.
That's his foot. I don't man, care. I lost the fights. But my thing was this. A lot of fights, like any fighter you know, we never fight 100%.
So you technically are 2-4 instead of 1-5.
In reality, honestly, I will go
to
vouch for that. We watched that fucking fight.
I have a few losses I actually won. But, you know.
But
this guy weighed in.
He didn't weigh in with me.
His shoes. We had no representation. We had to go down there when he weighed in. We already knew he was overweight. Bomb was right on target and even went for a little jog to make sure he was just under. This cat was overweight on the first weigh-in. We were all standing over there. Then... he goes and runs. You get an hour. 20-30 minutes later, next thing you know, we see him coming out of the bathroom. This motherfucker's drinking Pedialyte and water. Like, I looked over at Jimmy and said, so is this fight not going on? Jimmy's like, no, you still got weight. I was like, the dude's over there fucking drinking water and Pedialyte. He's like, what the fuck? And Jamie went off. So he gets into arguing with the bald-headed guy who's some kind of a
commissioner. He was a commissioner guy. He went to California and did this shit.
Yeah, he went to UFC now. But the kid's dad was a... referee and a board on the boxing commission in Georgia. They took a picture of his son, of his toes,
feet,
not his body, his toes on the fucking weight scale in the bathroom because they had to strip it down with no other representation from our team and allowed this motherfucker to fight. And then, well, no, he's got credentials. He never lied to me. I don't give a fuck if he's fucking Mary fucking Poppins. We need a representation to see this shit weighed in. We all know how to fucking tip scales. Yep. You can get on scales and just slightly... you got somebody behind you, especially if it's not a full body pick. And you're not going to get the weight with a full body pick because you got to angle it down so you can see the motherfucker and the fucking weight number.
Yeah.
It was complete garbage. So then we should have pulled out. That's what we should have done. We should have pulled out.
But I'm stupid. I came to fight. I don't know them. I came to
when
fight.
When you drive 5.5 fucking hours to Georgia... you're in fucking hotel, you're tired, cutting weight, you're miserable, all you want to do is just fucking
hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
I saw you guys a couple of times out in Georgia. I was with Dean because he had a fight.
Okay.
And you guys were, I think it was Nelson or Wisconsin. One of the two.
George.
Probably George.
Nelson. George. No, I don't think Nelson fought in Georgia.
No, he fought in.
Yeah, he
no,
came.
He was in Savannah, game. Though. So, no, it wasn't Savannah. It was Valdosta.
Valdosta?
Yeah.
I cornered George. You talking about when he fought for the title?
I think so.
It was a belt? Yeah.
Yeah, we was on him. We was on
knocked
him.
Knocked the guy out.
Yeah, we was there.
Broke his fucking jaw.
In all the fights, I took injury. But the thing about, whoever fighters take fights, you don't care if you're injured or not. You every fight you go into, you like, I'm going to win this goddamn fight. I don't give a damn. I lost. Some fights, mentality. I took that.
Fuck you,
I didn't quit. The ref stopped. Like, I wasn't hurt, but I wasn't defending myself properly. And I'm like, one fight did nothing to. I have a regular job. I have a regular job. Most people, what I respect about Polar Bear had the guts to keep going. Now, when I had fights,
I'm fully retarded.
Pretty much. I'm fighting. I got a full-time job. I'm a professional fighter. So, I'm fighting. I break my hand. My job's not going to pay for this. The fight promotion we fighting for only going to pay so much. I can't go back to work. That means I can't pay my bills. I can't live in my house. Who am I left with? So, I'm like this. Do I want to keep fighting with a broken hand? I'll mess my hand up even more.
We digress a little bit. I want to know what happened with the fight with Small Hands.
Oh, Small Hand never fought me. Yeah, he never fought me that day. But we was training together many a time.
Let's go.
People seen it.
He had time, right? He really
had time. He had time to train with me. People seen it. And I talk shit. I'm good at talking shit.
And
he's bigger. I was little. Think about it. Like this. I would have hit him for a blast. I fucked him up. Other folks said, I fucked him up. It was no, I'm not bullshitting. I came at him full blast. Yes. He hit me one, two times. It hurt, but I hit you 1,000 times and had you falling back. You hit me one good time and hurt me. Fuck that shit.
I think that's honestly when the persona of small hands,
he's badass.
This little fucking rocket rolling around. I'm like,
you guys did training camps with him, right? For him. How'd that go?
Well, you know what?
I the one that really killed me, and this is where I lost full out respect, was one, he wouldn't give up. He would rather do a karate class, two fucking kids that aren't going to do shit. Where you can have somebody else, you got to have a program set up for them, then come over there and train with. I'm the only fucking heavyweight. I don't have any other heavyweights. The heaviest guy I had was a 185er, and he sucked. You know what I mean? Seriously. Yeah. And he sucked. So, I actually got better work in with a fucking 145. Rocket.
You're just awesome. I'm awesome.
But would not come over there. There was only two times. One was a private session. This was the crazy one. This is where I really lost out.
You talking about with Jamie, with the devil?
No, that one was epic. Devil straight up came up and said, listen.
The devil.
That's the most intense fucking training guy. His sons were wrestlers. Guy. Yeah, I hate him with it. There's when you get in fucking cage after this guy's been working you, it's game over. You know there's nothing left in, you know what I mean? And if they beat you, fuck, they had the devil's son or something. You know? But this guy was just in these trainings. He's helping us all get ready for our fights with AOF. And
Art of Fighting.
Yep. And he's coming out. He's rolling out. And he's in your ass. He don't give a shit if you're a fucking bug or you're a UFC fighter. You're all the same. You're all fucking
shit.
He made you ready when you got in there because
we're getting our asses kicked. I'm getting my ass kicked on the ground. Which devil is this? Cussing, bitching.
You're talking about Bob.
Bob.
That motherfucker right there, dude.
He had us up at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning to the point we throwing up in the parking lot talking about, God damn it, get your old ass in this and do this shit with me right now. He said, fucking for why? I'm the coach. I'm training you. I'm like, you're an asshole, Bob. Okay, now I want you to go against Polar Bear. I'm like, but he out with me by 100 pounds. Shut the fuck up. Just make it happen. I'm like, but I'm tired. Stop crying, little bitch, and make it happen.
All right, let's go back to the training session.
So we get in there, and we're doing we're all working. We're going through rounds. When Jamie got in there, Jamie had a real tough fight up in Tennessee. Not physically, but, I mean, not like, fight wise, but cardio wise, was fucked. He said that shit will never happen. Jamie came in, basically took over the fight team. So he'd come in there, he's kicking our ass. We fucking, trust me, we hated it. But at that point, we all survived off our natural fucking, we want to go out there and fight natural ability. So Jamie starts instilling, hey, structure, cardio, and all that sort of shit. And all of a sudden, we just fucking just started bamming, motherfucker. So we're supposed to do a pro debut. Small Hands is supposed to go with us. He's supposed to be the big name on it. This guy can't even, won't even come and train with us. Then the owner at the time, or the guy who stepped in, was trying to help him. He only wanted private session. Didn't want him getting embarrassed in front of anybody else. Team guys, because everybody holds him up on this fucking pedestal.
So, oh my God, so look at him. He's so great.
Selective five people. So we get in here. We're doing our thing. All right, fine. It's whatever. We still got to train. I'm excited. I got a fucking heavyweight, you know, to go with, especially as much of a ground person as this guy is. We get in there, makes it through one round, 5 minute round.
5 minutes.
With a different guy every minute.
Each minute.
Right? Sweating, tripping, starts taking his shit off. I was like, what are you doing?
I quit. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm like, and we didn't say anything because this is between Jamie, Small Hands, and the other owner, and the devil. And they're all like, what the fuck you mean? Devil's going off. He don't give a fuck. He did two shits. Everybody else is like, someone trying to be nice, you know, because of stature and position. So, but he's just sitting there taking shit. We're fucking dead. And he didn't do none of the warm-ups, none of the other shit.
And I warm up. He sits it up. I warm up. Hold up. Before that, I warm up. We used to run 3 miles together. We do Indian run.
Indian runs. Last mile.
Then I think if you're done doing that, we'll jump rope for like 20 minutes. Jump rope, doing all kind of bullshit to make us tired before we start doing a sparring.
Yeah.
And he didn't taught his little karate kids.
That's when your bad habits come out. You know what I mean?
Because you're tired.
He didn't do that. Then out after a fucking one round. We're like, I didn't say shit because I knew the second I said, I'm fucking tired of rolling over. Jamie's like, fuck you. Get out the gym. Go run. Go do all that. But because of stature.
I'm curious now who Small Hands is.
We'll tell you offline.
Yeah.
We'll tell you offline.
You'll figure it out.
I feel like the name might be obvious.
Hey, never know. Never know.
What? Hey, Vaughn, I need some ice.
So Small Hands quit on you that first round. The first time. How about the second time?
Devil went after. Then the second was, I couldn't even get him to get a train.
He avoided it like the plague.
I had to go do this. I'm like, all right. And I'm honestly, the funny part is I'm not looking forward to it at all because I fucking hated the ground at that time. Hated the ground.
I think I just figured got out who it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're rolling around. We're doing our rounds. Like I said, I'm beat up. And I am, this is, like I said, this is officially where I don't give a shit anymore because I'm beat the fuck up. He's coming in fresh. He's supposed to be fighting on the card with me. He can't do nothing. I actually had to stop hitting him. I'm like,
because he wouldn't defend himself. He wouldn't do anything.
And that's when the devil went ballistic. He was like, get the fuck up. Get the fuck. You can't do this. Well, go to your strong point. Take him the fuck down. I was like, no, goddamn, don't take me to the ground. I don't want to go down. Mm-hmm. I completely stuffed him. That's when your confidence, you know, like I say, it's just an illusion sometimes you get with certain things you put in your head. Like, oh, he's a beast. Oh, he's this. He's this.
Yeah, he's a monster, he's man.
And the crazy
he's
a part about it, but when you got a confident polar bear, you're in trouble. This motherfucker.
Well, I saw polar bear at AOF. Just knocked the shit out of that dude.
Hold on, talking about the one with the knee? No, which one?
Oh, he was a punch.
That was me. The first knock.
AOF,
on.
The one he paid for that one too? I'm just saying.
Oh, you're going to talk
shit. The one he got paid for? The guy that jumped up to his hand? That one?
Yeah.
That one? Okay. He's just saying. The guy jumped to his hand.
Hey, man, who's got professional?
You're right. You got professional.
Hold on. I want to go back to your statement because you said that ain't no man gonna beat you, so.
Oh shit!
So 214.
No. Oh no, you're great. You're right. No man beat me. I beat myself. I did this. I beat myself.
When we fought amateur at plus,
I beat myself.
I would have to literally. This motherfucker's head game. Like I said, we'd be on the mats, and I'm not gonna bullshit. I'm fucking 270, 280 pounds. And I'm having a hard time dealing with him on the ground.
Hold on, time out. You remember I told him I held him down?
He didn't hold me down. I said I had a hard time with him.
Didn't this man just say he had a hard time dealing with me? Okay.
All right, listen. Yeah, fuck you. This motherfucker likes to suck cock on the mat, roll on balls and shit.
Why you gotta turn gay all the time?
Really? Listen, really? Listen, guys. Okay. We're gonna have to do a part two of this.
We're gonna have to.
For sure.
Oh.
Yes.
So
let me tell you my story with Small Hands when I took him to his first amateur MMA fight.
Oh my God, I didn't even believe you when you texted me. This is amazing.
So I take him over to this small little joint. We're not gonna say where it's at or anything like that, but it was a bar.
I need some ice.
And we go there and we're in the back, right? And so he has his whole jujitsu gi on, black belt, all that stuff, just laying down completely. And me and another one of my guys, actually we're both students under this guy.
Yeah. Sorry,
they're talking about asses over there.
Vaughn had the fucking microphone in his ass. No wonder he could hear shit.
What about when they lick it?
So,
I love you, Rocky.
Yeah, it was an issue, man, because. Bathroom? Oh, hold on, guys. We're getting distracted here.
Ice. Sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
You all done? All right. Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Am I good now?
I'm just trying to help out.
All right. So, cool. So he's laying down there. I was like, hey, man, should we get warmed up or something like that? He was just laying there, just laying flat like a fucking bird on the ground. Like, and then he goes against this guy, right? In the first round, man, he gets hit. He dives for a leg. He's getting, like, short uppercuts to the face. And then he gets to the ground.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but the same – you saw how he reacted? Yeah. That's exactly what happened in the training. That's where I lost. I was like,
no, Small Hands, stand up. He's on his knees trying to, like, take this dude down. I'm like, you can't take him down while you're on your knees. And then, like, he's getting short uppercuts to the face. And then didn't want to. And then when he got to the ground, like he said, the guy chinned him in the eyeball. Yeah.
With
his titanium chin. His nose. Yeah, and his nose is broken from the titanium chin. I was thinking to myself, I was like, this is another big man just like you, and he just punched you in the face, and you don't know how to handle it. And so we get to the corner or whatever, and he wouldn't come off the stool. The doctor come over, he's like, what's up? And they're like, you know, his nose is like smeared across his face. And I felt bad, man, because, you know, I really like this guy. And
I didn't believe you when you told me. I was fucking
in. So it was just smeared, like he didn't have anything for him. Like he didn't get off on his punches, kicks, nothing. He just got hit a couple times, like dove for the legs, was on his knees, like holding his leg, trying to get him down, just getting eaten up. And so I was like, come on, man, come on, Small Hands, get up, man, you know, da da da. He wouldn't leave the stool. And they're like, are you done?
So he didn't answer the bell.
He wouldn't answer the doctor either. He's like, are you done? He's like, my nose. He's like, are you done? My nose. Like, dude, are you done? And then he finally waved it off. But I was that was my first like inclination. I was like, this guy isn't what he says he is. And then the second one is when I was doing the MMA fight team class or whatever. It was literally 40 minutes of jump rope, so your calves are blown out. And then it was just straight banging, stand-up banging. Like, no putting combinations together, the way I run a class now.
And who was not banging?
Oh, definitely he was not banging.
Exactly.
Small Hands was
dicking around somewhere else. Let's just go do
this. He was like, this is the best chain training you can get here in Florida. I was thinking to myself, like, I just blown out my calves. I can't move. I'm getting beat up. So I don't think this is good training.
Not really effective.
I'm getting head trauma and you took away my wheels and now I'm getting head trauma and I'm not getting any instruction on my striking or anything.
Not learning a thing.
I was like, I can't do this. And not to mention, I did a jiu-jitsu class and then I did a wrestling class and then I did the MMA thing. So 3 hours and I'm like, dude, the more like fragile as it is, man, I get broken. You know, I was like, no way your body can handle that.
No, it's fucking.
He's like, all right, man, minimum 3 days
a week. You guys gotta come to fucking jiu-jitsu. We're like, well, where were you at in boxing? Kickboxing and MMA.
And this is the killer part about this too. We all grown-ups. We all got lives and jobs. You need to call me if you're not going to come into practice.
Last time I checked,
you wasn't my wife or my father. Hey, listen, man, like,
I don't tell my students to do that. No, I own a gym. I don't tell my students to do that, but you know what? My students let me know if they're going to be okay. If they're okay.
Respect.
They do it because they respect me. That's because I make them respect me.
Absolutely.
Respect Miggy me. And Carla, like, they message me, they Snapchat me or talk to me or text me or PM me or whatever because they want to. It's not because I'm like, yo, dog, you need to tell me when you're going to be there or when you're not going to be there.
It's actually cool to talk to our coach. And we're actually allowed to make eye contact.
Well, listen, guys, we do have to wrap it up. So we're going to have to do a part two. So before we go.
Hold on. So my thing, we actually invited back again. We can come back again?
Yeah, we're going to have to do a part two.
You didn't fuck up,
Paul. We didn't even get into Chill Sun and another judge.
Hey, whatever.
All right, we got into North Korea a little bit. That's good.
Way to go, Rocky.
So before we go ahead with your sponsors, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'd like to thank Cryotherapy Jax, dude, for all your post-training recovery needs. I would like to thank lean impact nutrition. My boy Zach Elkins, the torch. Bro, getting your body right. Not just because of the meals that he'll get you that are freshly made and changed up every single week because of the macro coaching involved with it. So if you want a six pack, you want better performance, get a hold of that guy.
Flame
Black Hive Tattoo, dopest tattoo in Jacksonville.
Right?
All of his tattoo artists are fire, man. So if you want some dope ass tattoos, go to blackhivetattoo.com. Check out underneath the artists that you like, and they have their different ways that you can contact them to get set up for an appointment.
I got my ass over there.
Yes. Who else am I missing?
X-Training.
Oh, my man, X-Training. You got fitness equipment needs for home fitness, or if you have a gym yourself and you want to flush that thing out, X-Training, xtraining.com, and again, faster. Hit those guys up.
Miggy, your sponsor.
Shout out to my sponsor, partner with the healthcare benefits package, you know.
Sex.
Because of her, I got health, you know, healthcare. Sex. Okay. That too, you know.
I want that fucking
sponsor. Not many sponsors can provide that.
I retract my previous statement.
You know, it's a great sponsorship package. Also pays for my jiu-jitsu a lot of the times. Gives me awesome rash guards.
Awesome.
Nice. Polar Bear, go ahead and plug in your company.
Hey, Seesaw Vet Construction, man. Do anything from a leaking faucet to brand new high-rise construction, man. Get it done. Do it right.
First time.
Vaughn. Measure twice, cut once.
Yeah. Vaughn, anything you want to plug?
You can't ask Rocket.
I'm gonna go home and bother Grizzly because I was gonna say other things, but at this point in time, no.
Okay. Well, guys, don't forget also to visit our website, lrtlk.com. We have our Amazon banner there. If you shop on Amazon, just click on the banner, log in, shop away, and for every purchase, we'll get a kickback from Amazon. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Come on, Dave, give me a break.